We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse as I'm jumping on, coming at you out of a day. Just wanted to throw some thoughts there into the world, into the ether, as I typically say, and wanted to come and do this on a Monday because I've been doing them on Tuesdays. I'm recording something tomorrow, so that's no good. Also, I think I might move these to Monday for those that are very passionate and very much do care about the schedule and the things that I'm doing, because Monday, it's a good chance to get everything covered from the weekend. And also, there's a lot of like Wisconsin kind of stuff that I want to talk about. And if I can get it out of my system during the day, then when I go in and do the Infinity Sports Network show, I don't have to like talk about it. Because, you know, like I said, the open says, hey, live from Milwaukee, here's Bart Winkler. And some people are like, bah. Now, I could talk a lot about your first place Milwaukee Brewers. And maybe I will mention them a time or two tonight, but mainly the show. And again, if you're listening or found this, or you're like, who's this dork? Whatever. I'm on Infinity Sports Network from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, which is 9 to 1 Central. And then you can do the math the rest of the way. And what we've been talking about a lot is the playoffs, the NHL playoffs, which I'm sort of like, I'm more aware of than ever. I'll say that. Kind of getting into them, but more aware of than ever. And then the NBA playoffs, which I'm totally invested in. And we'll talk about that coming up. Interesting Craig Council engagement farming from the Journal Sentinel that I will be partaking in a moment. Also, some NBA playoffs I want to discuss. And a note about John Horst as well. Packers-wise, I don't really have anything Packers. The schedule is going to come out this weekend or this week, Wednesday. So Horvat and I will do a win-loss of the schedule, as is tradition. A few traditions that we cannot break, including winning and lossing the Packers schedule. We did not get our draft show. I miss doing the Friday night day two draft shows with them. I miss it because of how much I hated doing those shows. But then because I hated doing those shows, it was awesome to do them with Horvat. So we will win, loss the schedule at some point. Hopefully this week, if not this week, next week, but probably this week, later in the week as well. So again, thanks for subscribing and liking. If you don't, please do. It does matter. I do need that more than you would think I do, more than I would think I do. So thank you. All right, future elevator music says, hey, we're getting this from a local perspective, if you will. Yeah, absolutely. AJ is good to see you on your lunch break, AJ, with the Milwaukee Wave flag as the logo. Austin's jumping right in. We'll just get right to Austin.
Hey, Bart, how you doing, man?
Good. I'm glad you're here because I was going to start with the Brewers. I know you were at the game or one of the games this weekend, right?
Two of the games this weekend. Yes, sir.
Friday,
Saturday.
Oh, I was there Saturday.
Oh, darn it. Well, what about
you? You know what,
you,
dude? Peter? I was looking at my Instagram after the game.
Yeah.
Like, everyone that I know was at the game Saturday. There were a lot of people there Saturday.
It's a thing of beauty, isn't it, to just kick the Cardinals' asses, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's so good going there, knowing that their fan base is just in shambles. And so I sat in the, in the right field bleachers, like when we went for your tailgate.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of Cardinals fans by us, and just watching them get devastated. It's just a thing of beauty, man. I love it. Fuck those Redbirds.
Sorry, but you didn't go Sunday. So that would have been probably bad, because Brewers had a nice lead there. And the series did not end on Saturday night, unlike some dumb idiots thought. It was a 4-game series, and they do usually, they might have a weird Friday off sometimes, very rare. And I don't think they do this year. That was a one quirk a few years ago, but everyone's playing baseball on Sunday. You moron. So I was there on Saturday, and I'll talk about the Cardinals part of that to piggyback off you, because Saturday was, we were in the left field bleacher, not bleachers, but seats.
Yeah.
Just where the netting ends, left field, because I wanted to be, I took my kid.
Sure.
With my parents. And what I really care about with him is he cares a lot about Bernie going down the slide. That's all he wants to see.
Sure.
And he likes to see. So, but that's got to be a home run, or he does it in the beginning, but we missed that. So I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
So we wanted to see a home run, and he got to sit, you know, Bernie's pretty close. At least you can see him. No home run. It's getting very late. Fifth inning, I'm starting to think, okay, I got to get out of here soon. His bedtime's normally 7:30. I was going to push it to 8:30. Sixth inning, I'm like, all right, it's going to be sixth inning. Sixth inning, little bit of a rally, nothing happens. Seventh inning, I'll go one more inning. One more stupid inning. Rhys Hoskins gets up there.
Can you believe that fucking swing? My God. Then,
so as soon as it went off the bat, I'm like, oh fuck. So I take my phone, I get a video of him, but then I'm like, why aren't people, because I didn't know until later, because then I see like the guy die for him, like, what the, was this not a home run? And then the lights go off and everything, and then it's crazy, and then I get the, it was so perfect, because that's all he wanted to see.
Yeah, nice.
And we got to see it. He said his three favorite moments were, and he's four, but the three things he liked about the baseball game were Bernie, the fireworks at the beginning, and pitching changes. They make it like a disco club in there.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know. But I'm loving everything about what the Brewers are doing.
So nothing about the actual game. Like, because
yeah,
I wanted to sit close, but then the game was so far away because I prioritized Bernie. So next time I'll try to get him closer. But yeah, I'm look, it doesn't, I know they're playing well, and I've been watching a lot of NBA, and you know, keeping tabs on them, but like through the box score and stuff. The games I've probably seen the most are the games like during the Wednesday afternoons that I end up going to. But it's hard not to get caught up in this team right now. Being in first place, you know, it's virtual, it's every day, but this team is like I said on Twitter, I'm starting to brew leave.
Oh, you're brew leaving. Okay. I like that. I dig that.
Yeah.
Dude, what's cool about it is it's kind of like the Packers last year, you know, when, cause you were very, it was Aaron Rodgers. You get to the NFC playoff game, or yeah, NFC championship game, and lose.
Yeah, it sucks.
Right? And once, like, okay, it sucks that Woody's injured. That's a whole different thing. But, you know, Burns being gone, no more Hader. But we got all these guys coming up from the minors that – and Bryce Terang, God bless him. It's just – it's so fun to watch. And, like, even if they – you know, if they win – 85 games, it's going to be a great season just to watch through and through. Everything about it is fun, and it's not like I'm not expecting them
to go
anywhere in like to go to the World Series, but if whatever dumbass team could make it to the World Series, it'd be this fucking throw together Arizona, Pat Murphy. Yeah.
Arizona last year. No one's expecting them to go to the series. And so if we're going to keep being this team that's bites of the apple and then just get in and, go from there, we're always going in there with somewhat of an expectation.
Yes.
So I think what they've done is they've tricked us to think like Matt Arnold's in now. He's like, oh, you know, this bites of the apple thing is David Stearns was spot on. Brilliant. But they always talked about it and they always had like these expectations. Let's find a way to have no expectations. Yep. And I'm still going to build a team. Like, okay, I'm going to sign Rhys Hoskins and that'll get people fucking jacked. But then
I'm going to trade Corbin Burns. Yeah.
I'm going to trade Corbin Burns. And then people will be like fucking pissed. And then they'll say, oh, okay, we shouldn't get up for this season. And then we're going to trot out there and kick some ass.
And the way that they're fucking doing it, man, it's just so great to see baseball like this. And you know, I was really pissed at Craig Counsell for a little while. But to hell with that fucking guy. Give a shit. I forgot about him. Long time ago, man. It's Pat Murphy's team. We're getting in brawls. John Boy is constantly posting out Brewers shit. We're a fun team. It's a fun team, and it's so great to have that. And, like, it sucked with the Bucks season just freaking sucked.
Worst thing ever.
It was just a brutal season to sit through, and like the Packers season last year and this Brewers season it's just so much fun. It's a lot of fun. Loving it.
Well, off of that, I do want to the Journal Sentinel had this survey I wanted to fill out here. It's real quick, but I got to craft the comment that I'm going to leave also. I don't know if they'll publish me. I'm going to try to make it in a way that they will publish me. And remember the one time that there was like that editorial where it's like, oh, Craig Counsell's a great guy. You guys should all root for him. Who was that loser's name? I like committed it to memory and then forgot about it. But I'm Bart Winkler. Austin's here. Reminder, happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. The seltzers are really starting to get popular as the word is getting out. They teamed up with 1840 Brewing, which you can check out Marty and the gang over there down in Bayview. But they've got a seltzer they combined with, and they're selling them, whether it's in the store, there's Summit Rays you can get in Tosa, or you can get them online, happyplacehemp.com. Get three of the four packs for free shipping. Otherwise, free shipping on everything else there. Promo code BART, 25% off as well. So try the seltzers, the gummies, the balm, you know, some with the CBD, some with the THC, some without, some with the CBN for sleep time. So a lot of different products that can help you. Happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART.
And
I did want to say something about Murphy off of that.
May I remind everybody to use the promo code because I placed an order and forgot to put it in there.
What?
I didn't put promo code BART.
Why?
I don't know. I was drunk and I forgot to do it.
Well,
so I paid full fuck. I didn't get the 25% off. So reminder, everybody listening, put the damn promo code in.
If you like, send me a note when that happens, I can help you.
Oh, it's fine. It's over. I'll when I do my next one, it'll be fine.
Well, if anybody else gets too drunk that they can't wait till the next day also to remember, let me know and I will try to help you.
Yeah. Well, it's long. It happened. It's okay.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, you were going to say something about Pat.
No, I think like some of these fights they're getting in, or at least some of the emotion that's being shown, this was why, because it's like a, you know, it's a two-sided coin. I hate what counsel did. I think that it's bullshit. I'm also, you know, as we get removed from it, I care less. Mm-hmm. Like it affects me less, but I'm still as mad.
Well, yeah, when he comes,
I'm still as mad. Like, yeah, because time's not healing the wound. I'm obsessing about it less. I am still as disapproving of the move as I was then. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about it last year that maybe there needs to be some sort of a vibe change or a culture change. And you're seeing these guys, it just feels a little looser. I think Craig is just an uptight individual in his own right, whether he tries to or not. It just, the whole vibe is, God, I get it.
Now, what you're saying makes a lot of sense.
You know, it's just like,
it makes
Slim
a lot
Shay,
of sense.
Ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of vibe Slim change. Yay. Speaking of vibe change.
What's up? He's got the fork. Let's go.
Where are you?
Noodles and Company.
Why?
Because I'm eating.
They're not a sponsor.
Getting lunch. Well, Tim, you were just supposed to say McGuire's.
I'm at McGuire's.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're sponsors to me are like strangers. Like a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. So sponsors are just like businesses that haven't given me money yet. So let's try to hold on, Tim. I need three.
Wait.
Three shakeaways.
Shakeaways
about your meal at Noodles and Company.
Oh. It's very good.
Show me.
Did you get the penne rosa?
No, I got the chicken parmesan.
Ooh.
I don't know how to flip my camera.
That's okay. I don't think you can on StreamYard.
And
what a dumbass.
Shay.
Noodles and Company. I'll give you three shakeaways. Ready?
Let's go.
They've got great noodles. You see good company, and you never know when you'll run into guys like Tim Shay.
Sorry, I thought I hit something that turned my camera.
Well, I did the shakeaway, so we're good.
Thank you. I did get a snickerdoodle cookie, too.
Hell yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about, I was going to do this survey about Craig Counsell on JS Online, but we were talking about just the mood change, the vibe change that Pat Murphy brings to the team. Because these guys aren't getting it. This shit ain't happening. Like, this shit that we're like, oh, this was cool. That ain't happening if fucking, you know.
Craig's in charge of
Craig's
the
like the teacher in seventh hour that you're dreading in third hour that you have to go fuck into this guy's class.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now. I saw the best base hit.
Pat Murphy's a substitute teacher that plays fucking movies all day. Go ahead, Tim.
I saw the best base hit of the year so far on Friday night.
Which one?
The bunt by Christian Yelich. Unbelievable. Unbelievable call, too. Craig Counsell would have never made that in 100 years.
Tim, I can't believe that they're playing this style of baseball. I was telling Bart just how great everything about this season is. Like, yeah, okay, they're not, you know, I'm going to say an abstract number. They're not fucking 100 games over 500, whatever. But they're like 7-8 games right above 500, and they're just going to the ballpark now is so much fun. And watching this team, it's not dreadful like it used to be.
I agree 100%. Now, what, they're 26 and what are they? 26 and
14, I don't know. 24 14, and 16.
20, okay.
So 8 games over.
So yeah. do that again in these next 40, and then I think the national media is going to catch on.
But, you know, I've been down on the Brewers for a long time, but like organizationally.
Okay, Ken with a good comment. No.
But I would like to say that I think the on-field stuff has improved. The atmosphere of the game has improved, finally finding their footing after Tim Shea left them high and dry.
Took 13, 14 years for them to finally.
You can. My biggest complaint was you couldn't hear shit. You can hear shit so well now. You can hear stuff. Oh, my God. The guy in the Cap game the other night, he called his shot with 3, and then it was 3.
Oh, fantastic.
That was great.
By the way, I saw that comment earlier. Is this considered FaceTiming? Like,
yes.
Okay, then I will hang up.
StreamYarding is actually probably higher of a
sin. I will come back.
You're podcasting at a Noodles and Company.
I'll come back when I get into my car.
Oh, that's okay. That's more your speed, yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Just
goodbye,
go through the tunnel, bye. Too. Make sure to go through the tunnel.
Goodbye.
But the social media has been very good.
Yeah.
They've been very, just collectively, everything about the Brewers got better once Craig left.
100% agree, man. It's fun. And like, so I've been to like 6-7 games so far. I'm going to try to top my 50 game mark. See if I can get past that this year.
I told my kid next summer we're going to all 81 home games.
Okay, yeah. God bless you if you can make that happen.
Yeah. All right. So there is the Journal Sentinel survey that they have out today.
And I'm all right, let's run it. I got 15 more minutes left on my lunch. So let's do your Journal Sentinel survey.
Yeah, I'm going to get that going here. I can share my screen now.
You figured that out? Hell yeah. There you go.
See, is there the ad? Did the ad pop up?
Mm-hmm.
And don't be a weirdo and look at all my tabs.
Ah, Nikon. It doesn't even. It's not even showing your tabs. It just shows the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Nope.
Oh, thank Christ! Because I have.
Yeah, Pornhub and all that other shit up, right? Yeah.
Well, that's pretty great that it does that. I thought it for sure would show my.
Okay. Yeah. No. Just shows your Milwaukee Journal screen.
All right. It says, what's your current opinion of counsel? I already did fill this part in. The options, again, this is on the Journal Sentinel. You can do this today. He'll always be a Brewers legend no matter what. Well, first of all, I wouldn't even consider him a legend. Still favorable, but less than 12 months ago. Neutral, upset at his decision, but can eventually move past it or will never forgive him for going to the Cubs. I'm still going to put that one.
Like I said, I'm at the upset, but I'm so far past it. I just love the team right now. Fuck Craig Counsell. But so I guess that also would make me.
Now they haven't come back yet, dude. This is him. I think the Journal Sentinel's being all like, hey, you know, the Brewers are good. We played the Cubs already. Are we good now? Are we all good? They have not come here yet. So this I think is premature, which I will write in the comments.
There you go. Okay.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being most upset, 10. Oh, I'm a 1. I'm the most upset you can be.
Yeah, fuck him.
200 characters or less.
He's a. Oh, I almost dropped the C bomb.
Okay, so I have to be. This is. I get less than a tweet.
Yeah.
This is less than a tweet.
Just say this guy sucks.
Survey is premature with Cubs not visiting MKE yet, but still bummed about betrayal.
Still pissed about betrayal.
I want this printed.
Okay, got you. Okay.
If not for my feelings, but more because Cubs fans think they won one over on us.
Yeah.
How many more characters do I get?
Plenty.
Oh, I get a lot.
Like,
I will never. Okay. My time heals wounds, but will never just. God damn it. I need more characters.
I don't think that's going to get published then.
200 characters or less? That's less
that's
than a
ridiculous.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, it's submitted.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do that. Just go to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Yeah. I'll put the link in the YouTube.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, you know what I was thinking about the other? This has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about.
Good.
Who was that? That son of a bitch owner that was with the Bucks. Was it Lazary that was running for Senate or something?
Oh, Alex Lazary.
Yeah, was he okay? Do you remember when the Bucks won one freaking game against the Celtics and he tweeted brooms? I thought about that the other day and I was like, that son of a B, and he kept it up too. That was the worst part.
Oh, I have an update from a Bucks fan. This is from like 3 weeks ago and I've been meaning to say it and you just spurred my memory. So thank you. Charlie, there was a guy in the YouTube comments one night, Charlie, that was taking a first date to a Bucks game.
Oh no.
And we were talking about like, is that good? Is that bad? So he did message me. Now he's messaged me a couple weeks ago, so I don't know the follow-up to this, but Charlie, if you're out there, I'll take another one. He says, hey Bart, it's Chuck from YouTube. Just wanted to let you know the first date to the Bucks game went well. No awkwardness. She enjoyed the game and the events. It was game two. So once the Bucks didn't play well in the second half, we had more time to talk to each other.
Oh, there you go, Chuck.
So there's a silver lining. For some.
Not good for him.
With Charlie.
Oh.
Any Bucks notes that you want to say before I talk some playoffs?
No, man. I'm just it just sucks that. Like, okay, I'm a big Chris Middleton fan, and he played his ass off. And it just sucks that all three of them weren't on the court together, and it was just kind of a washed season. And I don't even, like, I'm going to say this, but I know I'm not going to do it, but, like, next year I don't even want to watch the regular season.
Yeah, don't. But, it's a waste of time.
I know, and like, I always, I love the live sports, you know, it's like the best television out there, but none of it effing matters, and last 2 years, Giannis hasn't been able to play, Chris was injured in that Celtics one when it went seven, and that Lazary guy's is tweeting brooms, and, you know, Dame's injured this time. Giannis is injured. And then Chris, God bless him, is coming in there and working his ass off. And people are still pissed at Chris Middleton. Like, oh, you couldn't beat the Pacers by yourself. Bro, our fucking whole team is injured and people are still coming at Chris. I don't know. Everything about this season was so frustrating.
I think I'm officially on team run it back.
Well, what choice do you have, right?
Yeah, because if you start trading pieces, like there's a trade out there there is a trade out there where you trade Brook and get a better return, or you trade Middleton and get a better return. It exists somewhere, but it's in like
even Dame.
Remember right? those but, choose your own adventure books?
Yes. As a where you'd be of
like,
fact,
if you want to go up the castle, go to page 57. And then like there's a very finite way to find that trade. And I just don't think that they're going to do it or that it's worth it. So Tim Shea is in his car now in a much more appropriate setting.
There we go. Now, hey, Tim, hey, where's that Packers hat?
Look at her ticket. Donald Driver.
There, click.
Who's click. Bailing on the Timber Rattler game.
What? Oh, well, it's time for him to pass the baton. You know, you went from, like, Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love. Now you're going from Donald Driver to
Didn't Nelsy Jordan have it for a while?
Nelsy did have it for a little bit.
I've only been to one of those. I've only gone one time.
And how was your experience?
Nah.
All right.
It was now here's Adrian Clem. Home run.
I'm going to leave because I need to just watch some Tim Shea and Bart Winkler.
All right. That's good.
All right. Love you guys.
Good to see you, Austin.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to switch the time of these to Monday.
I mean, I like Monday. Monday, you know, just a recap of the weekend and the week that was. I like it.
Plus, I'm up to something tomorrow.
Oh, what are you doing tomorrow?
You'll see.
Okay. Why haven't you told me about this?
Well, I haven't talked to you all week.
No. How you doing?
You texted me Friday.
I heard you went to the Brewer game. Did you enjoy your experience? You must have.
Yeah, I did. Kid had a good time. I told Austin and I told everybody, but he really wanted to see Bernie go down the slide. And so I really, bedtime, we were way past. So I said, all right, one more inning, and then Rhys Hoskins hit the home run.
This is a great game.
Brewers 7-1 on Thursday, 11-2 on Friday, 5-3 on Saturday, and then they did lose yesterday, which that was kind of dumb. But there was a big section of Cardinals fans by us. And you know, when you're the road team, like, and baseball is different. I haven't done as many road games as a Brewer guy as I have like for Packers. Because there's obvious plays that you celebrate big for in football. But in baseball, if there's just like a bloop single and you're a visiting fan, you're going to be like, oh, you're going to overdo it because you're in somebody else's playpen. So that got annoying. So it was nice when Hoskins shut everybody up.
Well, I mean, you left the bases loaded twice. So you just felt like that was over and, you know, give
what
up.
Are you listening to?
No, nothing.
I hear the radio.
It's literally on mute.
Oh. Okay. Maybe he was in the car next to you.
It could have been.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you realized or have you experienced, I feel like in the last, and maybe we'll just make this a post-COVID thing, because that's a good time frame for everybody. I feel like post-COVID, people's driving etiquette has gotten way worse. Like, the amount of people that ride my ass, and I'm somebody that's going 40 and a 30, so I'm already a menace to society, but you've got no reason to ride my ass. I give you plenty of room, and I always move over when somebody's, you know, flying 80 down a 30, which...
I got flipped off on Water Street because I was going too slow.
Oh, then I try to park at this Brewer game, and these fucking people. My God. Is this like the last job that they can get hired for?
Oh, because God. The parking attendant?
The first person, I scan the thing, and she goes, wait. And everything's open. I'm like, for what? Wait till I say. I'm like... So then I go, and I've already gotten through. I paid and I got through. There's no way on earth I can get to where I am if I didn't pay. And I pull up, and the guy goes, well, And I go, well, what? You tell me. Where do you want me to go? He goes, where's your pass? I'm like, you don't do that. Let me see your pass. I go, here you go. What the fuck?
Do it just like that?
What's going on?
I don't know. I've had some run-ins.
Like I am a nice person, but people's behavior is becoming so abhorrent that it's making me be a worse person.
I agree with you 100%. 100%. You are a worse person.
Because of people. They're making me that way. I'm not being that way. They're making me that way.
I agree with you 100%. I got flipped off the other day because I was going too slow. I was going like 40 down Water Street. Some guy.
Oh, that's speeding.
Some guy puts his hand out the window and just gives just like, and he was very emphatic about it. As I would, he made sure I saw it.
Hmm.
I tipped my cap to him and I said, good day, sir.
Oh, whenever people pass, I always pretend like I'm sleeping. Or sometimes I pretend like I'm,
stop, just stop.
When they look over, they're like, is that guy really doing what I think he's doing? Sometimes I pretend to do that.
That is fantastic.
All right. So Brewers, I think I've wrapped that up pretty good. I'm very high on the Brewers. I'm starting to brew leave. They've got the Pirates in for a 3-game set.
Here we go.
Oh, Robert Gasser, I didn't mention. He looked good, so that was good.
Looked very good.
Yep. Josh Hader trade. People forget.
We'll see Josh Hader next weekend once the Brewers go on this three-city road trip.
Three-city road trip?
Ah.
I think that's maybe when I started to turn on Craig. Like the way they bitched about that was all Craig.
Craig and the 2023 Brewers or Matt LaFleur in the 2022 Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, what's with these guys in traveling? They can't be away from their wives for a night.
God.
That's why Craig went to Chicago, because he wants to drive home that little.
I just am really dreading that week leading up to Brazil, where LaFleur's like, oh, we got to go to Brazil, and it's just going to be a time difference, and then we got to come home probably, and knowing the Packers' luck, they'll get scheduled on a Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
week two, and they'll talk about that and say, well, you got a short turnaround and travel, and just suck it up and travel, all right? But yeah, three-city road trip after this homestand. Houston, Miami, Boston.
Oh, fun. Great.
Very winnable. All three teams. Well, two of the three are really bad.
Did you have any Bucks commentary?
No.
Oh. Well, some things that I would like to say. What else did I bookmark here? I did the council survey. Oh, congratulations to Coach Bud. He is now a member of the Phoenix Suns. I think that we've talked about this, that if the Bucks knew they were getting Dame, they wouldn't have fired Bud. I think we'd all be happy to have him back at this point. I don't think that's a good hire for them, but the Suns are not a head coach away. They are not a Mike Budenholzer away. The team's too messed up. They gave weight. Like, I don't know how they decided to pay Grayson Allen. The Suns like Grayson Allen. The whole reason that Dame trade happens because how much the Suns wanted Grayson Allen. It made no sense.
Unlike Craig Council, when he comes back with the Brewers, when Bud comes back with the Suns, he will get a standing ovation.
Oh, he will. Yeah, he will. Also, I remember when I really turned on Craig is when he wouldn't play Keston Hira. That piece, that sucked. He ruined his career single-handedly.
Well, I really turned on him when he played Jesse Winker in a playoff game.
Yeah, well, Jesse Winker's good now.
Apparently. Like they said, all those hitters just need 1 year in Milwaukee to get their career back.
According to Evan Sittery of Forbes and Sporting News, the Bucks have blocked the Pistons from interviewing John Horst.
Heard that.
Oh, but that's also per Jake Fisher. So he's just reporting. Okay, that's per Jake Fisher of Yahoo, I should say.
Are you okay with that?
I don't think, I feel like getting a new GM right now would be like having the co-pilot land the plane after an 8-hour flight. Like, God, I love analogies. Like, let's let the guy who's been, let him land it. Let him land the plane. Okay.
What else you got in the hopper?
The Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick in the draft in a shitty year of the draft. I thought for sure they were going to give it to the Spurs. My Pistons. And I say that because I think they're going to make the playoffs. Despite having the worst record in the East. They got boned again. They got the 5.
Well, you think they can pull Houston Rockets? Houston was one of the worst teams last year and they were 500. They make the playoffs if they're in the East.
The Pistons are a lot better than their record, but that doesn't mean that they're good. I should caveat that. NBA playoff wraparound. Celtics and Cavs tonight. I think that series is probably going to go the way of the Celtics Heat series, where the Celtics just give a free game. A little game 5 money theory. Thunder and Mavs tonight as well. Also, the Timberwolves. My Timberwolves. That sucks. The Nuggets were like 80-1. I should have put money down in them. And then, God, the Pacers. If the Pacers and Celtics are in an Eastern Conference final, that's going to be worse than Heat Celtics. Yeah. At least I could, like, root for the Heat. Like, okay, I hate the Celtics more than the Heat. Fine. But this is going to be like, God, what do you do?
So you want Nick. So what you want is Knicks Celtics. I don't know.
I need the Knicks to win.
I don't know if I can root for the Knicks.
Well, over who's left? I mean, what would be great is if the Cavs fucking figured it out, but everyone's hurt now. Basically, the playoffs are don't get hurt and you'll win. What else do I got? Oh, somebody asked me if I'm watching the NHL playoffs.
Are you?
Kinda.
I watched last night the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Good game.
Oh, I don't watch on the weekends. I only watch when I'm at work. And the NBA games are done, and then I flip to the last one.
So you're watching them in studio. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for anybody. I don't care about any of these teams. I don't even, like, dislike any of these teams. I don't even care.
True. Very true.
Okay, so there's that. Oh, do I have a winner for the PGA? I have not done yet any golf look ahead. Sorry. Scheffler.
John Rahm.
M. Shark, the comments are going crazy about everyone's doing Craig Council jokes. And Ken says, I'm not mad because it counts for engagement. Yeah, comment away. I don't give a shit. Just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I don't care. Get these page views up. Get the page views up. Get the subscriptions up. Get it up. Get everything up.
What are you going to be talking about on your national show tonight?
We'll have some NBA. We'll talk about the lottery. We'll talk about the playoffs itself. I don't know. I haven't started planning that. I got up a little earlier than I wanted. So I've been futzing around this morning, and then I'm going to take a nap.
That's what I'm about to do shortly.
Oh yeah. Should we do it together?
Not this time.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't have anything Packers because I don't know what to break down from rookie camp. If you do want to break down rookie camp, there are actually plenty of people doing that. So enjoy their content.
Wednesday we got schedule release. I'm gonna break
that down with Horvat.
We already got the opening game set. Not the Packers.
Ravens, Chiefs. Packers too, you idiot.
I know. I meant like the NFL opening game.
Yeah, Chiefs, Ravens Thursday, Packers, Eagles Friday.
They should do a game Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5 days of NFL to open the season.
I think going to Netflix on Christmas is a bridge too far.
Yeah.
But Netflix is the one, like, everyone's going to bitch about that, but Netflix is the one thing everyone has, right? Nobody's got like Paramount Plus and Peacock and not Netflix.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
Plus, Monday Night Raw is going to Netflix, so you're going to have to get it before the new year. It'll be just in time. And the Tom Brady roast, which I watched. Comedy's back. Jerry Seinfeld tried to kill comedy, and then it came back.
We should have a roast of you.
Of you.
No.
Every show is a roast of you.
No shit.
You want to roast me? Tim, look at my mentions.
I know.
Everything's a roast of me. Someone Facebooked me the other day and said, can I learn more about your background?
Oh, yes.
And I said, that's weird. No, you may not. What the fuck? Here we go. Give me an A. Give me a B.
Oh, jeez.
Give me a C. Give me a 1, 2, 3. All right. I think it's nap time. Good to hang for a little bit.
Yes, Bart. Always a pleasure to see you. Good to catch up, if we even did.
You got anything like on your personal life you want to talk about?
No.
Anything going on with me?
We should go to the Brewer game Wednesday.
No.
I know you said no, but.
Nothing's going on with me. Okay. It's only my last week as a 30-year-old.
Ooh, welcome to the club. I got to take you out for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it, because it sucks.
Yeah, Friday, buy me a drink.
I'll buy you a drink Friday. I got to plan where we're going Friday.
Somewhere with a slot machine.
I know a place.
I'm not playing there. McGuire's got that shit so tight, you know it.
I'm not talking about McGuire's.
Oh, okay.
We're going to the real place.
Pottle?
Yeah, let's go.
Friday? Maybe.
After right. Also, we got to start planning the Brewer game, the Winkler tailgate, the annual tailgate.
We already did that. That was Saturday. That was the game I went to.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah. Shucks. You missed out. All right. Appreciate Tim. Thanks to Austin for dropping by. Thanks to all you guys in the comments boosting those engagement numbers. Yeah, if you're ever bored, just throw up one of my YouTubes and let it run in the background. I tried that the other day. You know how much I made?
How much?
2 cents.
There you go. Hey.
It's 2 more cents than I had.
Exactly.
I'm trying to retire by 50. I can't do this my whole life.
10 more years, huh?
Yeah, I'm not gonna be like Dan Needles and retire, but then somehow be more loud. I'm going to retire and retire. I'm going to disappear. Move to Wyoming.
Hello, Twitter world. All right.
Thanks for coming into the Winklerverse. Spay and neuter your Tim Shays.
Go Brewers!